The third devotion in the devotional series of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior entitled Artwork About His Work, The Engraving of the Ship of the Church. Let's return now to the fireside room library of our church home. Face the whiteboard. Now look up to the top of the far left bookshelf. You will there see the wood engraving positioned there. Nearly 40 years ago, when I was a pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bessemer, Michigan, a wonderful Finnish layman named Harold Niemi engraved this ship for my study. Harold was a big man. He was well over 6 feet tall, weighing in, I'm sure, at 250-plus pounds. His hands were huge, roughened, weathered by his years of labor in the cold winter woods of the Upper Peninsula of northern Michigan. But Harold was a gentle giant, who with his dear wife of so many decades faithfully attended the services of the beautiful sanctuary which his hands had helped build. This engraving of the ship of the church at sea was, if I recall correctly, it was a long time ago, Harold's parting gift to his pastor when his pastor was leaving for Cupertino, California in 1983. The ship of the church at sea. Whether an engraving like Harold's or a painting like that of Rembrandt's Great Storm on the Sea of Galilee, the biblical significance of the artwork should be dear to us all, especially in the troubled seas of these turmoil times, when it seems that the perfect storm of a world-crippling pandemic and lawlessness and riots in our streets and an amoral culture so quickly morphing into an immoral one, a perfect storm which is tossing the church about like Noah's Ark on a global sea. But like Noah's Ark, the church will survive the winds and the waves and the tossing of the sea, and not just because the church is older than any nation or institution or culture, but only because it's the church of Jesus Christ. It's created by him, it's redeemed by him, it's built by him on the wood of the cross as he dies for the sins of the world. The ship of the church, with Christ at the helm, his Spirit guiding it, his Father carrying it through each storm to the safety of the shore on the other side. My youngest son, David, is our resident lay scholar on the Church Fathers. He loves to read the writings of men like Athanasius and Ignatius and Clement of Alexandria and Bernard of Clairvaux, Chrysostom, others of antiquity. One of his favorite church fathers is one of Luther's favorite church fathers as well, St. Augustine of Hippo. Recently, David sent me this quotation of St. Augustine. It's from a sermon that he had written on St. Matthew's inspired account of Jesus calming the storm at sea. Quote, "For whatever strength of arm he may have who swims in the open sea, yet in time he is carried away and sunk, mastered by the greatness of its waves. Need then there is that we be in the ship, that is, that we be carried in the wood, that we may be able to cross this sea. Now this wood, Augustine says, this wood in which our weakness is carried is the cross of the Lord, the cross by which we are signed, the cross by which we are delivered from the dangerous tempests of this world. We are exposed to the violence of the waves, but he who helpeth us is God." Unquote. It is a beautiful quote, isn't it? So powerfully reminding us of our floundering helplessness when tossed senselessly about by the waves of the sin-caused storms of our times, whether it's the darker clouds that settle over our individual homes, or the hurricane winds of our confused culture whirling all about us and whirling us all about. Dr. Ralph Wilson, the author of an interesting article about the ship as the symbol of the church, speaks of an ancient sketch after which the ship you here see was obviously fashioned. He writes, quote, "The ship was an ancient Christian symbol. It's the church tossed on the sea of disbelief and worldliness and persecution, but finally reaching safe harbor with its cargo of human souls. The ship was also, he says, a great symbol during times when Christians needed to disguise the cross, since the ship's mast forms a cross in many of its depictions. In Christian tradition," he writes, "in which earthly life was seen as a pilgrimage, the ship of the church transports the faithful through the seas of the world to their heavenly home. Unquote. Though the assembly of God's people is the church in its most basic sense, we also refer to the edifice, to the building, dedicated to God as the assembling place of God's people. Have you ever noticed how the assembling place where we meet resembles a ship? Even an ark, like Noah's Ark of old? Indeed, even the area where the pews are located is called the nave, navis, N-A-V-I-S in Latin, meaning ship, the word navy, derived from the same Latin root. You, the people of God, are his ship wherein you are cared for by the word of God's Spirit preached to you as by his pastors, his ship in which our Lord Jesus Christ himself is present, not as a ghost or an apparition walking to us in the water, but in his real body and blood in the sacrament of the altar, as real and as much with us as he was with the disciples when he walked to them on the waves of the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Christ with us to deliver to us the forgiveness of sins, which he purchased for us on the cross, which, like the mast of a ship, is absolutely essential to the church's function of transporting us, as has been said, through the seas of the world to our heavenly home. Don't you long to be in the nave of the Lutheran Church of our Savior again? I do. And I pray that we will all in due time be able to eagerly return to it Sunday after Sunday with a renewed sense of how dear that sacred space is to us. Sacred because Christ meets us there, and through water and his word drowns our old sinful self there, and raises us up from those baptismal waters to speak to us as his sons and his daughters, and to nurture us there, even with his very body and blood, as he bears us there to safe harbor, where we will disembark the ship to set foot upon the shore of our eternal home. Aren't you grateful to have been welcomed aboard? In Jesus' name, amen.